welcome to Zurich's Risk Insights new podcast series. I'm your host, Rasheen Geraghty. And in this episode, we talk about home working health and safety with Gillian Watt, one of our risk engineering experts.
Hi, I'm a senior risk consultant and I joined Zurich Risk Engineering in 2018. And I work currently in workforce strategies. I've worked in risk engineering for over 20 years, and in that time I've worked with many clients, working from construction companies to offices to heavy industries and quarries, retail outlets and also shopping centres. I provide customers with health and safety information, audits, reviews and advice, and I can also provide health and safety training and awareness sessions for our clients.
Let's start with, what are the first things organisations need to consider when asking employees to work from home?
The first things they need to consider are the health and welfare of their staff. Employers have established legal duties which they need to familiarise themselves with. This continues to apply during the circumstances we find ourselves in with the COVID-19 pandemic. There should be suitable space for the employee to work comfortably. The equipment needs to be available to support the employee working from home. This equipment needs to be suitable, in good condition, and of course, above all, safe. Portable appliance testing will have to be carried out to ensure that the equipment is in a good condition.
What happens for organisations who can't support all employees working from home?
Not all work activities can be carried out from home, for example, delivery drivers, supermarket employees, etc. The selection of employees working from home requires great care. Employers have to look at the health and safety and risk of infection of the employees, and it should be carefully considered to ensure they include any existing health conditions. Employers should always document this selection process. Employers also need to consider arrangements for supporting employees with children at home. As a working mum, I know firsthand how challenging this can be. All these decisions are very important and employers should always document them and have full discussions with their employees.
Okay, so for employers who now have home working employees, what equipment needs to be provided?
It's not just about the right equipment, but that's a good place to start. For example, computer equipment needs to be considered. That includes the laptop, the mouse, the keyboard. Again, these need to be suitable, safe and in good condition. In addition, there needs to be adequate space with light and ventilation, and there should be a working smoke detector installed. Electrical sockets need to be safe and close to the working area to prevent any tripping risks being introduced with lots of trailing cables. Careful consideration needs to be in place when charging phones and devices to prevent overloading sockets or adapters. And of course, a comfortable chair is essential if spending long periods of time working on a computer. The HSE have provided guidance and best practice for display screen equipment, and it can be found on their website, www.hse.gov.uk. To enable employers to check the home working area, the employees, they could provide photographs or do perhaps a virtual risk assessment.
Are there any special considerations employers need to take?
Yes, there is. Any employees with disabilities need special consideration. For example, any pregnant ladies, young persons aged under 18s, or those with special mobility needs. Careful consideration will have to be taken, and it may include adaptations to the working area. It's also worth remembering that not everyone has the same computer skills, and employees may need more time to adapt to working from home, or may need more help remotely to get up and running. Home working can lead to feelings of isolation, and regular contact with peers and management should be encouraged throughout this process. This will ensure that anyone struggling is identified and action can be taken.
What can people managers do to help employees transition?
Discussions are very important. This should ideally cover, for example, the specific working hours that are expected, how and where employees can be reached if they're working flexible hours. How should the employee communicate if they are feeling ill? are any ad hoc purchases required to create a sort of remote workspace? And would these be reimbursable? Also, Zurich has a recent podcast on wellbeing, which would be very useful in these circumstances.
You've shared lots of advice for listeners to think about, but where can they go to find out more?
Okay, so first of all, Zurich's Managing Additional Home Working Exposures Guide. That's a really good place to start. In addition, Zurich Risk Insights also has a wellbeing podcast, which was recorded recently by my colleague Andrea Steer. The HSE has lots of good guidance on a range of health and safety topics, including guidance on home working and lone working.
Gillian, thank you so much for joining our podcast and talking us through home working health and safety. We hope you have enjoyed listening. You can also listen to our other podcasts, including Andrea's Wellbeing podcast and a range of other Risk Insight topics.